It's game over for Nelson Leafs head coach Adam DiBella after Saturday's line brawl, which triggered what the Kootenay International Junior Hockey League calls the harshest suspension in a decade. DiBella announcing Friday morning he's stepping down permanently after being handed a suspension by the league for rest of this season and playoffs, following an on-ice fight involving players from both the Leafs and their opponent Beaver Valley Nighthawks on New Year's Eve. It was in the last half of second period that players dropped their sticks and got into a full-blown fight on the ice, leaving referees having to break up piles of players. This is what it sounded like when the commentators watched the tussle unfold.
Right away, Marco.
Oh, everybody drop their sticks. Discard what you
and
don't
need. It looks
need.
Like a line brawl.
Yeah, it really is.
Everyone is just going at it.
KIJHL Commissioner Jeff Dubois spoke to KCR News on Friday, calling the incident highly unusual and placing the responsibility on head coach DiBella, who they say played a big role in instigating the brawl.
Clearly, from the severity of the suspension to Mr. DiBella, it's something that we consider to be unacceptable in our league at our level of hockey. You know, player safety is paramount. We've made all types of strides in recent years to provide a safe environment for our players. So when we see something like this, it's upsetting and it's pretty disappointing.
In a comment to the Nelson Star on Friday, DiBella apologized, saying he was embarrassed over his actions that he says put the health and safety of 10 players at risk. Four of those players also subject to suspension for most of January for their roles in the fight. DiBella said, quote, "As a coach, I need to be a leader, and I led players into a situation that could have ended in disaster." But it doesn't end there for the Nelson Leafs, who will see a $5,000 fine come out of their team savings, and they will also have to retrain all team staff in KIJHL standards of conduct. Jeff Dubois with the Hockey League again.
We did point out, and part of the reason for there being a significant fine to the Nelson Leafs organization was that, you know, we felt there was a pattern of misconduct, by members of their team's coaching staff over the last couple of years. To be clear, you know, nothing on this level, nothing involving, on ice violence, but just a failure to follow the rules in a few different cases.
A statement from the Leafs president Cora Viola said assistant coach Tyson Subuting and general manager Lance Morey will lead the team on a temporary basis until a new coach has been hired. The team also issued an apology to Beaver Valley and fans. Jeff Dubois with the Hockey League says this isn't how they wish that the hockey year would start out.
But the flip side is we're 300 games into a season that started back in September, and for the most part, the hockey's been really good, and there's been, very little. This is the only incident of this magnitude that we've had on the ice.
Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.